All right, thank you for tuning in to Love 183, where if more than half the days in your year of love went well, then damn it, I think you had a great year. I'm here today with my girl, Clarissa. Clarissa, how you doing?
I'm chilling. I'm alive.
I'm glad you made it here alive. We got Mackenzie here as well. She's roasting in the oven, but she'll be making her appearance later on, we hope.
Yeah, let her roast a little bit more.
You know,
with some color.
Yeah, that too. Let's roll into our first topic, which is my topic, and I want your thoughts on this. Leftovers. And I'm not talking about Thanksgiving leftovers. Okay, I'm talking about your friends' exes. Are they
off limits or not off limits?
Yeah. And then how do you feel about if one of your friends comes at you or even doesn't come at you and ask you for that green light?
I'm a different breed. I'm gonna let you know off the bat. I'm a different breed.
What does that mean?
It just means typically you'll come across people who'll be like, nah, you can't date him because I dated him and we friends. That is. But what happens if that's her soulmate?
That's my point.
Girl, go do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
If that's the person that you think that you're supposed to be with.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out with me. Why am I gonna hold him?
Yeah, I kind of feel like that. If we cross paths and it didn't work for us, but really we cross paths to put you en route to the person you're supposed to be with, which is happens to be my friend. Yeah.
And by all means, not gonna be like, ah. You know, and if y'all really good friends, then I mean.
Unless he beat my ass.
You know what it is? That's a little bit different.
Well,
it's different, but it's not different because somebody can. Bob could beat Anna, and Anna's friend Carly, right, is right here. But Bob liked Carly and never laid a hand on Carly.
You think so?
It's possible.
You think it works like that?
I mean, it's possible. I'm not gonna say that every abuser.
So once an abuser, not always an abuser?
Yes, that's how.
Really?
I feel. Once an abuser, not always. Just like once a cheater, not always a cheater.
Mm.
I just feel like just because somebody did something one time don't mean that they're going to constantly do it again.
Right.
You ever...
I do feel like that one in regards to cheating.
Oh, I'm about to say, you ever tripped outside? And then you like, nah, nope, I know that spot. And you move over, but the other person next to you tripped, you're like, damn it, what I did. That shit ain't gonna happen to me again.
Because you know exactly where you fucked
right,
up.
You know, but then, of course, you have your people who are repeated offenders. Yeah.
They
just like to be.
Yeah.
But everybody not like that.
Okay.
I refuse to believe that. You snap one time, you just know what triggers you. You're like, you know, I'm getting out of this because
okay.
I will.
Okay, so literally, you've been in a situation, hypothetically, with somebody who, yeah, he's very abusive, manipulative, jealous, possessive.
I've been there.
Homegirl wanna holler.
Does my homegirl know what I went through? If she does, then that's your choice. You are old enough to make your own decision.
Yeah.
If you can't learn from my mistake,
yeah,
then by all means, a lot of people have to learn things the hard way.
Yes.
I'll be here to support you, though.
So you step back.
I step back. Listen,
okay.
This is what he did. Here are the pictures. Here's the proof.
Oh, man. You got pictures.
No, I'm just saying, you know what he did.
Right. Okay, so like, what about like your ex baby daddy?
You gotta have him if you want.
Really?
Cause here's the way I feel. Like that's my situation right now.
Okay.
That's how I feel. If you want my baby daddy or anybody's baby daddy, maybe you can make him a better person than what he was with me.
That's a mature way of looking at it.
Cause if you can get him to think positive or whatever the case may have been wrong with that person's baby daddy, then kudos to you. Y'all belong together.
Yeah.
You run into people, you learn certain things, you teach them certain things, and then that's it.
Right, because maybe he might not be the same person today that he was 4 years ago when you was dealing with
him. Exactly, or even 2 weeks. People change.
Okay, so how would you feel if... I'm sorry to put a lot on you.
Nah, it's cool.
How would you feel if, you know, they went ahead and started that said relationship with your ex and things actually work out and, you know, he's now a changed person and you're like, do you start to look at yourself?
On
okay, depends on a friend.
It depends. Nah, I can give you two scenarios. If it's my best friend, like a really good friend, mm-hmm. then I can play like, well, listen, I did good for you. I'm the reason why he like that.
Right, right.
I had your back. Yeah. I dealt with the shit so that you could have the good stuff.
Yeah.
If it's one of those friends that you, y'all just acquaintance, y'all not really, really good friends.
Yeah.
Do you know, you just be like, oh, I'm so happy for so you. You changed him. Go, girl.
You could look at your ex, start a family with like your best friend, knowing that you might be auntie, you might be godmommy of, I mean, like your best friend and your ex's kid.
I'm trying to think of my ex right now, like,
yeah. I know I'm going like way no, out
it's
there.
It's cool, but I do like put yourself in those shoes.
Yeah.
So, right now, my ex, who you always have that one ex where it's just like, that's everything. If he get his shit together, we on it.
I don't have no exes like that. Well, but okay.
Okay, I have one ex. Get it together.
Yeah.
It would break my heart to see him
get that shit together with somebody else.
With one of my friends.
One of your friends on top of that.
It would break my heart, but at the end of the day, if you're meant to be together, you're meant to be together. I'm not about to stop that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's, like I said, I'm a different breed.
I don't think that
next girl or the next guy listening to this like, hell no, that's just crazy.
But I don't think that makes you a different breed. I think that makes you a mature individual that can handle that type of thing. True. If you at that point in life where it's not gonna bother you, you're unbothered by it.
But you also gotta think about, is your friend gonna be bothered by it? So will I be able to hang out with my ex, which is your current, mm-hmm. and your friend, and you not be like, are you thinking about her? Why you looked at her too long?
I think,
like, that is what I'm not sure how it could go. Because it could go both ways. It could be like, oh, yeah, I know y'all good friends. Y'all did that. Or it could go, you jealous? You
Yeah. Do you start to question that friend's motive? Like, I feel like my first thought would be, wait, why are you even checking for my ex? Knowing that you either knew what I was going through or know that we had something serious. If we was just a jump off, or we never actually dated, but we had crushes on each other, we talked, we hooked up, that type of thing, fine, cool, check him out. But if we have something real and my friend wants to holler at him, like, whether she knows if I'm over him or not, I think I would question her motive before saying, yeah, go ahead.
It's kind of like the devil and the angel.
Yeah.
All right. Cause so the devil, you'll be like, oh, so the whole time I was dating,
right, you was looking at him that way.
And then the angel on this side is just like, no, maybe she just saw something, was like, oh, you know, that's kind of cool. He's not so bad. He wasn't good for you.
Right.
But I mean, you couldn't handle what he was doing.
Right.
But this is something that I'm used to. I can.
Right.
That.
Right.
So they wasn't scheming. It just so happens that you know who you're attracted to. Period.
Right.
Okay. You ever had a friend who'd be like, isn't he cute? You'd be like, yeah, girl, he is cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I both think he cute.
Yeah. But I'm commenting on it from the standpoint of, I'm just giving you my opinion on how he looks physically. I'm not digging him. That's your boo.
Right. But with your best friend, her spouse is going to be around all the time.
Yeah.
So you get to learn him the same way she gets to learn him, just not sexually.
Maybe.
I mean, if you're a
good, I don't want to know too much.
If you're a good, all. I mean, but
I don't even want to know too much.
Franchetta, he did this in the bed. That's pretty awkward, though.
It is awkward.
She told you one thing.
Yeah, this starts being
y'all
like
in the bedroom,
right?
And you're like, well, she said you did this. I want you to do this.
Yeah. Or this is like, now this is becoming like a brother to me. Right. I really don't want to know all of that.
Right. But then, I mean, listen.
Because that makes me feel uncomfortable, because I don't want to look at him that way. I just feel like I know my boundaries.
Right.
And I wouldn't do something like that. That's just me. I'm a different breed.
I've never dated my friends friends.
Well, I'm glad you haven't. Let's keep it that way. We're not touching each other's friends.
No,
exes.
No.
Exes for
but
that
point. I mean,
there's
people out there who did it and they worked good. And there's people out there who did it and it just went bad.
Well, kudos to them. We can move on to the next topic, which is your topic. And that was bisexual dating. Is that something that you want to...
No, I want to talk about it.
Oh.
Because I got a lot of friends, I tell you. And some people feel like if you are a guy and you like guys and girls, you just gay. You should stay just with guys.
Okay.
They feel like if you are a girl that like guys and girls, you should just stay with a girl. You're just a lesbian. They don't feel like you should be able to go back and forth.
Mm.
I don't see the problem. You like who you like. You want to date who you want to date. But it gets complicated when they want to throw things like, oh yeah, I'm bisexual, I got a girlfriend, but I cheat on her with a boy, but it's not really cheating because it's a boy and not another girl.
Yeah, no, that's cheating.
Question mark. Huh? I'm scratching my head like...
That's still cheating.
Did y'all talk about this?
Right.
Talk about that ahead of time.
And, I mean, if she's aware, then it's not cheating.
Right, but if they not, it's still cheating. I don't know why they think gender...
Yeah, no. It doesn't work that way.
In a relationship with one person, right. Okay, what gender it is, it could be a damn cat.
Right.
Whoever you're in a relationship with, it's just that person.
Yeah.
But
unless you're not in a monogamous relationship.
Society don't see it that way.
Mm-mm. I don't.
They just be like, nah, it's not cheating.
No, I think it's definitely cheating if you're in a monogamous relationship. If the agreement is to be monogamous, then that means you my only partner. That means you can't sleep with another girl or guy. Period.
Right, but see, look at the double standard now. Straight guy.
I know what you said. I know where you're going with this. Because guys don't see it as cheating. They're like, oh, my girl, that girlfriend. Bring her back. Bring her back to the house.
So you're okay with her cheating on you.
Right.
With another woman, but right. Just not another man. What's the difference?
That is society's double standard. Men sometimes, most men, I know most men, all my male friends would like to see a woman with a woman.
But what's the difference, though? I'm just trying to figure out. If you would like to see her with a woman, what is the difference between seeing her with a man?
You asking the wrong person. Clearly, you need to ask a man.
Right.
You need to ask a man, because right. I don't get it either. I don't think there should be that double standard. I think if a man is fine seeing his woman get bodied by another female, then she should also in turn be okay with him going with another dude. I know I will never be okay with my man being with anybody else.
But
I would be disgusted if he slept with another woman. I would be mortified if he was sleeping with another man.
Oh, Jesus.
I think, yeah.
You know what?
My man got
when
a boyfriend.
When it comes to that... I don't know how to explain it. This could go mad different ways right now.
I'm here for it.
Now. So, like, it's still cheating is wrong. That's just, it's wrong.
Yes.
I don't care who you're dating.
Yes.
You gotta stick to the same sex, stick to the same person.
Yeah.
Regardless.
If your partner is not aware of it, it's cheating. And it's
exactly.
Wrong. Yeah.
Okay. So, you just said if your boyfriend was cheating on you with the girl, you'd be highly upset.
Yeah.
However, if he was cheating on you with a guy, you'd be mortified. That's like highly upset times three. I'm just letting you know
yeah,
that.
I know, that's why I use that word.
Why? Why? What's the difference?
Either way, my self-esteem would be shot.
Right, no, I feel you.
You're right. But I just feel like, all right, if you go with another girl, I feel like maybe you bored and you want something different.
Okay.
I feel like if you go with another guy, you want something that I can't give you.
I mean, you can give it to him.
No, I can't give him a dick.
I mean, you can give it to him.
No.
They got things.
I can't put a real live dick in his mouth. I can't.
No, but you can
it's not
get
the same.
On.
It's not this. No, but I can't put a live dick in his mouth. If he want to suck a dick for the night, I can't give him that. Just saying. I can't give him that. I can't turn my body into a dude. I can't look like a dude. If he goes with another female, maybe he wants a size B for tonight. I'm sorry, but I'm nowhere near a size B cup. So okay. If he wants some small titties, that's probably his thing. Or he just wants something different. I'm not saying this is okay, but I'm right. saying he wants something different.
But a guy is different.
But it's like, it's another level. It's another level of different. I'm just not okay with it.
I don't know.
I'm not
okay with it.
Don't cheat with me.
No, right.
Don't you want me with nobody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can definitely wholeheartedly 100% agree. Just don't cheat. If you feel like you're about to cheat, let's break up.
Yes.
Tell
absolutely.
Me, hey, listen, I got this urge. I don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
This, yada, yada.
Yeah.
I don't want to step out on you.
Right.
So let's just leave
Dwayne
this
Wade and Gabrielle Union.
Okay.
Did he not?
That's a bit. I mean,
he did it. And she know what happened.
Exactly.
And she took him back.
Yeah, because, I mean, you love somebody, you love somebody.
He didn't cheat.
Through their floors.
Right. He didn't cheat. They were broken up. He had some pieces on the side while they weren't together.
And that's not wrong, because they wasn't together.
And it wasn't wrong.
Right.
I don't know if I can handle doing that. But that whole scenario is okay when it comes to the rules of respecting your partner.
If my partner cheated on me...
I don't do breakups, by the way. I don't do, like, those temporary breaks. Like, babe, I need a break for a month. Get the fuck out of here.
But, I mean, if you know that that's the person you meant to be with, you're not
right.
doing it.
I can't say that right now. Let me get to that point. Let me get to it. Let me cross that bridge when I get there. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I see it. I mean, everybody's different.
Everyone is different.
I'm a little
But the bisexual cheating is, it doesn't make it okay. Like, just because you're bisexual, it doesn't give you another standard that you can now step out on your mate, whether it be the same sex as your mate or a different sex, and say, well, I'm sleeping with someone else's different sex, so you shouldn't have a problem with it. That's not okay.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Definitely dumb. We agree there. All right. So we'll move on to the next topic, which is my topic, and I want to know your opinion, because I see this so many times when I have been active on dating networks, mm-hmm. such as like Tinder, for once, the perfect place that I see it the most. Guys that quote unquote network via online dating sites. Okay, I want to know, is it dangerous for their relationship or not? Because I see tons of dudes that, I don't know, they are musicians and they mm-hmm. trying to get people to their shows, so they want to promote it or what, right. But through Tinder, or you a fitness trainer or a personal trainer and you looking for clients, and I guess you,
that's actually a really good idea though.
They got a lot of pictures of their muscles, they in the gym, all this other stuff, and all their entire profiles just about them being fitness personal coach or whatever.
Okay.
And they like you talking to them, having vibe conversation and everything. Next thing you know, they're like, so they asking you about like your physical fitness and all this other. You thinking, we just talk about you, like, oh, you're a personal trainer, I've been looking for one for a minute.
Okay.
So, oh really, like, you should come through one of my classes, like, let me hook you up and see what, you know, see what kind of shape you in and hook you up or whatever. Next thing you know, you really just came out to like one of their group classes. They ain't literally just looking for a client. Like, they marry and all of that. Like,
okay, but
it's a dating site. If you go on Tinder.
No, I get you. It is a dating site. But if he didn't come off in the beginning as trying to date you, then you already knew what it was. So he let you know. Hey, listen,
I mean, there's a lot of girls that's naive, though, and don't know.
That's their fault.
Really?
Damn. That's their fault.
Damn. I'm just saying. I mean, I guess I was one of those girls one time. You know what I mean? Like, it's unfortunate. I'm here to date. Whether I'm here to hook up, whether I'm here to actually go on a date, whether I'm looking for a relationship, like, it's all in the realm of dating, not prospecting for my business. All
right, so let me ask you this.
If I want to do that, I'll go on LinkedIn. Or I'll go on Facebook, where there's generic profiles.
I mean, that's true.
We got mutual friends, I'm reaching out to you.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Let's say you're at McDonald's.
Okay.
Right? I'll eat McDonald's. You might not eat, but let's just say.
I sure do. Go ahead, though.
Let's just say you at McDonald's. You order a 20-piece nugget.
That sounds good. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Large fries, a drink.
It's a lot of food for one person.
No, I'm fat. That's all. That's not really good.
You're not, but go ahead.
So, you get your stuff, and you got 30 pieces of nuggets in there.
Okay.
You got your large fry, extra fries at the bottom.
I'm waiting to see where you're going with this, talking about all this food.
I know. And two apple pies.
Okay.
Are you going to give them two apple pies back? Are you going to give them 10 nuggets back and the fries at the bottom back?
Hell no.
Why? No, just ask why.
I mean, that's their fault that they messed up and gave me the extra. I know what I asked for.
Uh-huh.
But what that got to do with me presenting myself?
That's just you saying. It's their fault.
But I came to McDonald's for food.
You came for food, and they gave you more, right? So you go to this, you go to Tinder.
A dating site. If you go there to the description in the app store, it says a dating site.
Right. But if he tells you off the bat.
He didn't tell me nothing. There wasn't no, I'm here for networking, I'm here to build my clientele, I'm here to meet new people. No.
So he basically set up a date, making it seem like it's a one-on-one.
Yes. You get there, there's 20 other people.
That's good shit.
He's hosting a session. He's like, oh, great, glad you came through. Thanks for showing love. And at the end of the session, it's like, you coming back next week?
Ooh, okay, I'm about to cry.
You were tearing up right now, but this is what happens.
I mean, that sucks.
Yeah.
But
all these lawyers and paralegals, like, I'm telling you, they're all really, over Tinder trying to get money.
That really sucks, honestly. But.
But.
Let's say you really did want to lose weight. You got something out of it. You got something out of it. And let's say you...
But now this guy that I had a crush on, like, we've been texting every day. He's like, every morning, he's like, what you have for breakfast? I know you've been focused. Like, you thinking, oh, he's thinking about me. He's thinking about me.
Your trainer.
Whatever. So
in my head, I'm like, oh, you're just doing your damn job on me.
No. Listen, I'm not over here like that. I'm over here thinking, like, wow, this guy could be great motivation for me. I would love to have him in my life because he's so focused on, like, taking care of me and me eating the right things and everything. Like, I'm over here falling in love.
And he's over here about to get a paycheck.
Yeah. By third session, he's asking you, so when you want to sign up for a month commitment, you've been coming through 3 times. What?
That's not what... I get you. I would be a little bit upset too because that's not what I signed up for. That's not what I came here for.
Right.
But what happens if you find love at one of his sessions?
You're right.
You would have never been to any of his sessions.
Okay.
You found that one guy.
So basically, it's a means to an end.
It is.
Yeah.
It sucks, but not everybody
is going to get it that way. Yeah, no, exactly. They did. I didn't. I went to a few classes, still ain't meet nobody. But I'm just saying,
know what it is? They see a market. They see somewhere that they can target what they need.
Yeah.
And that's where, I mean, if you had a business.
I guess. But I wouldn't use a dating site to... I'm not gonna lie.
They're false advertising.
I'm not gonna lie though. My Tinder profile currently does have my Love 183 logo on it, and I'm definitely promoting my podcast. But you know what? I'm in the perfect place for it.
All right, no, I get what you mean.
But I'm in a it's a dating and relationship podcast. Tinder is a dating site. It's plenty of people looking.
But he could say the same thing, like. A lot of people want to get in a relationship.
I don't have...
But they don't like their body and their self-esteem, so I'm just here to help them out.
What?
I mean, he can say the same thing that you're saying.
But my podcast is about what people are here for.
The only difference between you and him is he's married.
No, the only difference is I don't have no pictures up of myself on my profile. It's literally just my podcast being promoted.
You want a fat person training you? I'm just asking. You were the 300-pound person.
I'll give you that. He's proof of the pudding.
No, but actually, that is false advertising. That's false advertising. You're false advertised.
Yeah.
People get in trouble for that.
They can.
He won't, but they can.
He won't, but they can. Okay, so we'll move on to the next topic.
Which is a good idea.
Your topic, secret dating. What is secret dating? Is that something you've done or have done to you?
I don't think I secretly dated anybody. You ever had that one person you like, they're off limits. You know they off limits.
Why are they off limits?
I don't know. It could be for anything. It could be for...
I'm sorry, but the only person that's off limits for me is like a coworker or someone who has a girlfriend.
Oh.
It's like, why would they be off limits? Give me a scenario.
I mean, they could be a coworker. Mm-hmm. No dating on the job.
I don't do that.
It could be, but I mean, that would be a secret relationship.
Okay, got it.
Y'all would secretly be dating.
Okay.
It could be your friend's ex or an associate's ex.
Now that's just wrong.
It could be
that is wrong.
That is.
But all right.
It could be that.
Mm-hmm.
It could be it could be your lawyer.
No, I get where you're going.
It could be in law.
I get it.
Secret dating.
Okay. Your mom's pool boy. I get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you gonna date him? He clean my house. You clean me up too.
Yeah, exactly.
So my thing is like, one, is it healthy?
Depends on what you're going for. Go ahead.
When does the secret end?
Alright, so what's the scenario? I mean, if y'all just hooking up and it's all harmless fun?
Not hooking up and dating, two different things.
Oh, right. So I would say it's supposed to, the secret's supposed to end when you're comfortable with other people knowing. People date in secret for years if they don't ever want it to be known. So keep it a secret. Makes it interesting, I guess.
So let's say if the scenario was,
I'm scared.
Why?
I don't know, because I feel like this is a real life situation here that you give it to
me. Let's say this scenario is we sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Calling my sister, Clarissa's calling sister,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's this one person we both like.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're sisters.
Mm.
So y'all come to an agreement, like, you know what?
We both gonna fall back.
We just gonna fall back. There's more fish in the sea. We not even gonna look his way.
But he likes you. He turned up liking you.
Right.
So you just...
So now y'all secretly dating. It's been like 2 years.
Yeah. I feel like this happened somewhere before on like a TV show or something.
What now? Like, when is enough enough?
I mean, do you see something going somewhere with this person? Does, you know, is it going somewhere or?
What if it, that's my question. What if it is going somewhere? Y'all both got wild, crazy feelings for each other. So, it can go both ways. Y'all both can get wild feelings, or one person could be ready to be like, let's just shout it to the world. And the other one's like, nacho.
If both of y'all is not ready, then there's no sense of even doing nothing.
That's what I was
and now on. y'all have to look at it from the standpoint of, well, we're not on the same page, so should we fall back or pause this, or should we slow down?
What if y'all both don't want to fall back, but one just want to go public and the other one don't?
Y'all got a problem. That's what it sounds like to me, because not being on the same page can cause so many friction. Issues. Yeah, friction. Like, that's just not about secret relationships. That's about relationships and dating altogether. Like, if I'm over here in love, ready to jump out the window with it, like, let's do this now, I'm sick of waiting, and the other person's like, nah, I'm not there yet, like, need to pump
but
these
what if
brakes.
They love you though? What if they're in love, they just don't want to be in love in public?
Mm.
So
you hitting on a hot spot right now.
Oh, dang.
But you gotta respect that. If you love that person, if you love that person, you just gotta wait. Like, how much longer are you willing to wait before
exactly.
you say, that's really up to the person. That is up to the individual. Everybody know their breaking point.
True.
And if
true.
You don't know if you're there yet, then you're not there yet.
Ah.
When you really can't stand it no more.
You're like, chill, no, I'm sorry, yeah. I love you, but I don't love you that much.
It's up to you if you want to give them that ultimatum, like, I can't do this secret shit no more. Like, I have to tell. We have to tell people. At that point, I think I would ask them, what's your reasoning for wanting to keep it to yourself?
And what if they actually say the same thing? What's your point of wanting to go?
I can understand wanting to stay, like, not social media relationship, like, right. not airing it to the world on social media. That's one thing, but our friends and family know. Then yeah, cool, because me, I'm a very private person. Mm-hmm. Now I am. Everybody used to know Carla to have like her new relationship every single year on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sick of looking like a fool every time stuff don't work out. So that's my reasoning for not wanting to share who I date or who I'm in a relationship on social media with. Another reason is because, and you just, I'm only telling you because you said what they asked me.
Mm-hmm.
The other reason is because when you put yourself out there on public display for people to know, and when I say people, I don't mean like close friends or family. I mean just people in general that follow you.
Mm-hmm.
People to know who your significant other is. I feel like more times than not, you're inviting problems into your relationship, because there's always at least one person looking in saying, oh, I wish I had what they have, or let me see what I could do to break that apart, and then try to stir up some trouble. And I just don't feel like I want that option to even be on the table. Like, unless I'm completely confident that there's not going to be any issues within my circle of friends that I have connected to see my relationship, cool. Besides that, I'm comfortable keeping it to myself. Very comfortable. I've been in an on and off type of situationship for a few years now.
So how far
you ain't
would
met
you go? But how far would you go? Would you secretly get married, secretly have kids? Like, how far?
I think I would.
Would you go?
I think I would. The farthest I would go is a secret engagement.
Okay, so you're not.
I would get to. Damn, Reese. So you telling me that you asking me that I'm okay getting secretly engaged? But he gotta be willing to make our relationship and our marriage and our engagement public.
No, I'm just saying, like, what's the difference? So you got a lot of great reasons as to why to
keep it. I don't even think I would make it to an engagement. I would make it to, we're in an exclusive relationship. I think, and I can only speak for myself now because I'm not currently in an exclusive relationship, but if I were in an exclusive relationship, it's hard for me to say because I'm not in one. Me being on the outside looking in, I think logically I could say a couple years because of my age.
Okay.
If I were younger, I'd probably do it for like 4 or 5 years. You know, if I'm focused on other things, school, whatever the case may be. But right now, I want to share my holidays with my significant other and their family. My family, we don't do the holiday thing, but at the end of the day, I'd be damned if I'm in a relationship with you for 5 years and I'm still spending Thanksgiving and Christmas by my damn self because you don't want me coming over with the family.
Well, I mean, if y'all don't have a family together.
If we don't have a family together,
you spend Christmas and Thanksgiving with your family.
I don't have family.
I mean, your family.
My holidays are spent. My holidays are spent alone. So if I'm in a relationship and you don't for whatever reason don't want to bring me around those that you love and your family, it's a problem. It's a problem. After the first year, a full year goes by, and you don't want them, and I don't mean nobody around those special holidays and stuff. It's a problem. So it really comes down to how many important days, important events, important things that happen in your life are you going to be able to go through and not share that? Everybody at the end of the day wants family.
So what if he's like, all right, cool, we'll have our own little Thanksgiving, our own little Christmas.
Hell fucking no. That's like, so I'm just like this person that you got swept under a rug. We're going to have a little Thanksgiving from 7 to 9, and then you're going to go to your family house from 9 to the rest of the night.
No, what if he just stays with you? What if he just stays with you the whole night?
I've done that.
Y'all could be living together.
I did that.
And stuff, and just nobody knows.
I did that. Me and my ex were living together. We had our own little Thanksgiving. No family of his, no family of mine. Like, we were living together, took care of our own holidays together.
Okay.
Nobody knew about him.
But how long could you keep that going?
Like, I was on the verge of wanting to introduce him to the family. So that was at the 6 month mark.
Okay.
Like that was like, well, we were together for like, they only each other for like a year and a half, exclusively together for 6 months. I was pretty much ready to introduce him to the family.
Right.
But it never happened because relationship just didn't work out. Okay. But for me, I couldn't do it but so long.
What's so important about introducing your significant other to family?
To me, it's just like, you're a part of my overall life.
Right.
You're not just a portion of my life anymore. You know, and I want to extend my whole world to you. Why would I just want you to be a segment of everything? That's the only reason I think I would ask.
Right, okay.
But the person that goes so far with...
Yeah, there's people who...
I don't want you meeting nobody. You need to just stay in your lane and us not be publicly seen together. It's like, are you ashamed of them? Why do you want to hide them? Why you don't want them coming out?
It's because y'all can't come out.
You know what's funny? For the longest, I thought DJ Khaled was single. Baby, I just thought some lucky girl, he got a surrogate or something.
Uh-huh.
And then I finally saw his wife, and I'm like, wow, he had a whole wife.
Yeah.
In secret. That nobody knows about, you know?
But you don't think that's cool?
To me, I don't think that's cool. I don't know. I mean,
why is family?
It's so weird so because it's like
y'all own.
I understand it. I guess it works for them, clearly. I understand his image because of the entertainment industry and everything like that. He probably wants to come off as the, you know, single player. Right. DJ.
But that's a little different though. That's your job. That's like a stripper being married.
Right.
Secretly, I mean.
Actually, some guys might go for that more.
You're right.
That might work in her favor.
Man, that's just a bad word.
Yeah, but just make it be known after a certain amount of time. Unless you really just want that low key relationship. I mean, I do understand wanting to keep them a secret. And this is a perfect scenario. Sorry, you have a thought.
No,
okay, perfect scenario is like somebody that's very special to me. I have a tough time deciding, Well, I know when things get exclusive, then it's like, all right, now I'm stuck with this thing on my plate. I have to decide when's the perfect time to introduce them to everybody after mm-hmm. things become exclusive.
Right.
But I'm in no rush completely for that to happen because I kind of like
keeping,
yes. And it's not that he's a secret. My close friends know about him.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The important people know that he exists.
Exactly.
However, as far as introducing him to everyone, like, I feel like I'm scared to introduce him to everybody because I don't want things fucking up as soon as that happens. Or right. I feel like I'm jinxing it. Like, yeah. I really just want to keep him to myself, keep it secret, keep it private. You know, like, let's just do us, like, you know what we got, I know what we got, like, let's just keep it between us.
Right.
So, I understand, like I said, I kind of understand it, but at the end of the day, I do want to have that family, close-knit circle.
Let me throw a twist in
your book. Hearing it.
What if y'all hang out, y'all friends, cool. He come around to family events. You'll go around to his family events. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows y'all are dating. Hell, nobody even knows y'all engaged.
My people are going to just assume that there's something going on. Because that'll bring nobody around.
What if y'all keep denying it? Because I'm just saying, like, what if y'all keep denying it? Like, no. Like, nah, we just not cool.
What
actually,
if?
You want to holler at him?
What if? You could do that.
Right. Do you think it will last? Or do you think at some point somebody's going to be like, I can't do this.
It depends on the couple. There's couples that make that work.
Right.
There are couples that make that work. No one comes to... Usually couples come to mind in these conversations that I have. But no one comes to mind at the moment. But I know that it... Yeah. Mind. But I know that it does.
It exists. Somewhere.
Yeah. Secret somewhere. Relationships. It exists somewhere. It wouldn't exist for me.
So you yourself wouldn't be able to do that.
It's so crazy because I know this episode is probably going to air after my birthday. But literally thinking about, like, should I invite this person to, if I decide, I still don't know if I'm having a public birthday celebration, but if I decide to have like a karaoke joint where mm-hmm. I invite the homies out, like, do I invite him? Because I'm not introducing him as my boyfriend.
Why should you?
No, I'm not. No, then, I'm just but then like, the peeps is gonna be like, yo, who that? Like,
this is my friend, just like you, my friend.
And then how long does that go on? And people start asking. Literally, everybody just needs to stay in their lane, and it won't be a problem.
I mean, that's true.
If everybody stay in their lane, friends stay in their lane, homies stay in their lane.
People gonna question
your buddies stay in their lane. People gonna question regardless.
Right,
everything.
They question your brother. Oh, I ain't know you had a brother. Yep. You sure that's your brother?
You show up every event.
Oh, that's my brother.
And your boo is with you. Okay, things are going cool. The one time you don't show up, people are assuming something happened. Yeah, there's always gonna be something that there is some. Literally, my entire advice and thought process on this whole secret relationship thing: do what's best for you and the other person involved, and don't worry about nobody else.
That sounds good. Because
I really think, like, at the end of the day, it only comes down to the two parties involved.
True.
And as long as y'all are both happy, if
then
y'all,
nobody else even matters.
Right. If y'all not both happy, we could discuss that on another episode. So thanks for listening to Love 183 with me and Clarissa. We hope you enjoy. And just remember that if more than half the days in your year of love went well, then damn it, we think you had a great year. Talk to you soon and tune in later for our second episode, a couple episodes after this one. Enjoy.